It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rutrients for Black and White Sports 2. Well, without a doubt, one of the best stories of this NFL season is definitely Geno Smith. Geno Smith will probably win NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Fox Sports named him the Comeback Player of the Year for them the other day. And awkwardly enough, Russell Wilson actually congratulated him on this. And Geno has come out and made some comments. He's made some comments because he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. And right, wrong, or indifferent, believe it or not, Geno Smith, if he would make it to the free agent market, would garner some real interest out there. You know, at some point, you got to wonder, man, how bad can the Jets just mess up quarterback situations? So somewhere along the line, Geno learned how to play quarterback. Now, if you believe some of the rumors were the New York Giants, back when Geno was 27, actually knew Geno was ready to be a starting quarterback. Who knew? Remember, they tried to replace Eli Manning with Geno Smith. And the New York Giants fans lost their ever-loving minds because Eli had won two Super Bowls, et cetera, et cetera. So that didn't take. And then he went and signed with Seattle. And John Snyder, Pete Carroll, seemed to know this. They seemed to know what was going on with Geno. Now Geno has come out. He's made some comments about the fact that, simply put, He was wanted to and was motivated to prove Pete Carroll and John Snyder right about trading Russell Wilson. And I think this is pretty wild. He also makes a comment, we'll listen to that comment, about his contract, okay? Geno's going to get $15 to $20 million a year. But you need to realize that's pretty cheap, actually, okay? In today's market, that's pretty cheap. I kind of look for him to get something in the neighborhood of like maybe 3 years, $60 million, $45 million, $50 million guaranteed, something like that. Which means later in the situation, Geno Smith has turned out to make a pretty good living. Not to mention, I mean, he was making a good living anyway. But to have this kind of resurgence this late and to make generational wealth all of a sudden, it's pretty wild. It's a pretty wild story, and I think a great one, frankly. And Geno's just got a great attitude, a great outlook, a great disposition. Geno makes you want to root for Geno, frankly. Unfortunately, Russell Wilson has the attitude that makes you not want to root for him. Clutch points. Geno Smith is right in the middle of contract negotiations to stay in Seattle. The fact that he's slated for a pretty sizable deal with the Seahawks want to give him is a testament to what a terrific season he had as a starter this year after taking over for Russell Wilson. Yeah, but it should be noted, this kind of started the year before. Okay, he come in for an injured Russell. He threw 5 touchdowns, only had 1 pick, and had an 80% completion percentage in several games. So actually, when you look back over the course of this entire season, plus 3 games last season, when I got to looking, Geno was 35 damn touchdowns to 12 picks. I mean, 3-1. I mean, 72, 73% completion percentage. I mean, that's, no matter who you are, if you strip away Geno Smith's name and removed his picture and you put Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady there, you would be like, wow, they had another phenomenal year. Well, no, point of fact, it was Geno Smith. I mean, it's still wild. But that's sort of what leans me towards this not being such of a fluke. Okay, because this started before then. And then, of course, some comments made about his time with the Giants that we didn't know about, and then sort of surfacing about him, about people with the Giants that knew at the time. This guy was better than Eli for sure back then. Quote, "I really wanted to prove those guys right. Coach Pete Carroll and John Snyder, just how much faith they showed in me, obviously trading away Russell Wilson." Smith.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Old Sirius XM NFL Radio, quote, "It had nothing to do with me, but just trading away the franchise cornerstone for 10 years and making that transition, and then a guy like myself who had been written off, been on the beach, and then for them to see the work that I'm putting in, because I have been putting in an immense amount of work behind the scenes. I do a lot behind the scenes. For them to recognize that meant a lot to me. When the season came, they knew what I was going to do. I feel like I did too. But it just had to happen." And this is what Geno goes on to say, because they bring up the contract.
"Decisions and opportunities to come up. Have you guys sat down and talked with the organization yet about the future of Geno Smith? What's that been like so far? When does that process start for you?"
"Yeah, we've had talks, and we're in the process of, you know, getting all that settled right now. You know, it's looking very good. We think we can get some things done, but obviously those things take time. And, you know, this is the process that I hate about the NFL, because I just want to play football. But, you know, it's a business as well, and so we got to take care of business, and then we'll get back to the football."
"Okay, where do I get my shirt at from the
Man, I got to tell you, I like his attitude. I like his attitude a lot. I may mess around and buy a Geno Smith jersey. Who would have possibly thought that? After 6 years as a backup on what looked to be a long but middling quarterback career, Geno Smith was named to the Pro Bowl. The fact that he did it after Russell Wilson failed to make it on his new team made the success just a little bit sweeter." This is pretty wild. It's pretty wild how this turned out, how everything worked out. It's pretty wild that if you would have taken Geno and dropped him on the Denver Broncos, Denver might have went 11-6 or 12-5 with that defense. Seattle didn't have that defense, okay? And they still went 9-8 and made the playoffs. I mean, there were pundits out there that truly believed Seattle was going 3-14 or 4-12 and was gonna be one of the worst teams in the league, and they won 9 games and made the playoffs. It's a remarkable story. It's a testament to just how good Pete Carroll really is, and the foresight to have done what he did here is pretty remarkable. But he was ready to get Russell the hell out of town, and he was good with handing the keys over to Geno. So while he was sitting back chewing that gum, Pete got one over on all of us. Also, and I try to bring this up when I do a Pete Carroll Seattle Seahawks video, let us not forget Pete Carroll won a national championship with USC and a Super Bowl with Seattle, and made another one. Pete Carroll can coach his ass off, and he is one of the best coaches we have seen in this era of football, period. And that's a remarkable feat, a national championship and a Super Bowl title. Just saying, because, look, those USC teams, all-time great. All-time great college teams. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.